Good hands, Maric. And Lish has found Newley again.
Great pass. Crisp as anything.
Newley again. Beats the shot clock and nails the long range three. Brad Newley having quite the night for the Kings.
Yeah, quite the night for the Kings. He joins us now. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Four in a row. Things are going nicely.
Yeah, things are ticking along for us well. Had a quiet first game at the start of the year, but now we've picked up the last four and we're looking to continue.
Yeah. Tell us about life in the Kings camp now under Andrew Gaze and the enthusiasm and expertise that he sort of brings to it, Brad.
I mean, it's a lot of fun. I've never played for a coach who rides every single play, every moment of the game. You can't go to sleep. It's that much fun. And it's been great, and he's enthusiastic, and it's reeking through the team. We're having a great time doing it.
And, Brad, dynamically last night, it was a case of half-time. It was in the balance, but then defensively you got your act together.
Yeah, I think, with a team like Illawarra, they're very dangerous at the moment of the game. And what really happened at the end of that second quarter, we put our foot down and came out after half-time and just got some great stops defensively. And that really created the game, much easier game for us. And we kind of opened it up from there. And yeah, everything's through the defense and creates easy layups. And it's a lot easier laying up than trying to shoot from deep.
Mate, you've had a terrific game. 20 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals. And it's not easy to outscore Kevin Lish.
Yeah, it's definitely not easy to outdo the MVP of the league. But, we've got a good thing going for him and I. He helps me out and I help him out. So
yeah,
whoever has the good night at the time is what's best for the team. And that's how we are.
And Jason Kadee again with 14 points. But we saw in the previous game when Jason got, subbed on, he really stepped up. And, it's important, isn't it? Everyone seems to be playing their role perfectly.
Yeah, it's good to have a good balance of scorers. I had a long career over in Europe, and that's how the game's played over there. And I think it helps when you got everyone doing their bit, and it really makes the game a lot easier if everyone does their bit. There's not too much pressure on individuals.
Yeah.
And consistency from here, Brad. You play a hell of a lot. Your turnaround at times can be only a day apart. How do you maintain the consistency?
I think you just got to be professional with the way you treat your body. You do your recovery, you do all that kind of stuff. You don't go too crazy on the training track. You just work on the things you need to work on, and you just take care of yourself. And I think that's been the key in this last month. Is we've done a real good job of that, and Andrew's done a good job of managing us too.
Mate, can you tell us a little bit about your own career, because you've been quite a journeyman. I mean, you started up there in Townsville in the NBL, then you went over to the Houston Rockets, and then mostly all playing over Europe.
Yeah, I've had a bit of a journey. When I was drafted from Houston, they wanted me to go and play in a tough league, and they sent me over to Greece for a couple of years. And then from Greece, I went to Turkey. And then from Turkey, I went to Lithuania. Then from Lithuania, I spent almost 5 years in Spain. So that was where I ended up calling home for the last 5 years.
And we often talk about soccer being the world game. For me, basketball's the second world game. And I think your career sort of proves that. They're tough leagues you've played in, Turkey, Lithuania, Spain.
Yeah, it was a real tough kind of upbringing for me. But, it really helped. And, it was a great experience for myself and my family. I really enjoyed it. And, I'll look back one day on my time in Europe. I'd like to go back for a holiday and actually see the place instead of just basketball stadium.
And, mate, did Andrew Gaze or the Kings, did they source you or did you source them?
They came after me. I got a phone call kind of towards the end of my season last year, and they were interested to know where I was at with my career. I got a young family, and I was kind of looking potentially to come back to Australia in the next couple of years, and I got a generous offer from the Kings and, decided to come home.
Perfect, mate. It's a great town to live, and I tell you what, you've got the crowd and your supporters excited.
Yeah, they're starting to come out. I mean, Monday night's a bit tough for the Sydney people, but, it was good enough that they actually came out, and we got a huge game on Sunday with Brisbane. That's the only team that's beaten us this year, and we've got to spark up that State of Origin rivalry. I'm a South Australian, but I'm donning the New South Wales mentality now, and I'm excited about it.
So, mate, that's going to be 2:30 at Qdos Bank Arena out there at Sydney Olympic Park, which is going to be terrific. And you're right, you're a better team than when you first played the Brisbane Bullets in round one, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely improved. I think the first game, you know, there was a bit of nerves, new team, new arena, and I think that's settled a little bit now, and guys are knowing their roles much better.
Just on Gazy, and to finish, does he ever settle down? Do you ever see him where he hasn't got those sort of jumping beans in?
Oh, I think he just wants to get out there and have a few shots. He's that keen. I mean, we're up 27 points and he's going crazy. So, no, it's good. It keeps you on your toes. And, you know, he's such a basketball man. He loves the game and he's almost like a fan. So,
yeah,
great to have him on the bench there. And I think the league and the Kings are better for it.
Yeah.
Well, Brad, well played, mate. It's fantastic. It's starting well. Keep it up.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Brad Newley there. So, again, it's this Sunday. They'll take on the Brisbane Bullets, the only team to have beaten them so far this year. So, the Kings, though, four in a row, I'm sure they can make it five.